Hello, welcome to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, where we're looking at discipleship in challenging times. Going to begin today with a word of prayer using some of the words from Psalm 119 to lead us into prayer. Lord, be with us as we look at the scriptures today. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your word. We believe that you speak to us through your word. And so today, disturb the comfortable and comfort the disturbed by your word and by your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Our focus for the first in these series of podcasts is Psalm 42. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore I will remember you, from the land of Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep, in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs his love, at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony, as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. It's interesting to see how the psalmist begins by being nostalgic, essentially looking back to a former time when he used to go to the house of God and there was joy and thanksgiving, there was a festive throng and it was wonderful. It's very easy in these troubled times to look back and to think about things as they used to be and to be nostalgic. And the psalmist is really struggling with feeling low, indeed struggling with depression. He's downcast, he's overwhelmed, then there is a burst of optimism, and then he is downcast again. And those who have suffered from depression or anxiety or maybe grief can identify with that very well. It's as if you're being swirled around. There might be times when it's slightly better, but it's as if you're in a whirlpool and you're just circling round and round and round in a cycle, perhaps of grief, perhaps of loss, perhaps of depression. And in these days when so many things are changing and so many of the certainties of everyday life have fallen away, we can feel like that. The psalmist gives us words that we can say, words that we can pray, words that we can use to express how we feel. The psalms do that again and again. When we can't quite articulate what we want to say, there are words that we can use for praise and thanksgiving. There are words that we can use to pray for others. There are psalms of confession. And there are many psalms of lament like this one. If you're feeling down, if you're struggling and stumbling, then the psalms are a really good place to go in order to find what you want to say and to say that to God. God gives us permission to feel down, to express what is deeply in our hearts. We don't just need to pray polite English middle-class prayers. We can pray from the heart. We can cry to our God. But we notice something very powerful as we look at this psalm. Yes, the psalmist is being whirled around, but yes, there is progression as well. He begins by looking back, but he ends by looking forward. Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. As Christians, we can be people of hope, real hope, because of our God. This is fulfilled, of course, for us in the person and work of Jesus Christ, who came and died for us on the cross and then rose again. It looked like there was no hope, but Jesus was raised from the dead. The Father's amen to his finished work on the cross. And he ascended into heaven. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, and he's going to come again. There is wonderful, glorious hope, a light that shines in the darkness, hope that pushes through the dirt and the despair. And if we believe and trust in Jesus, if we own him as our Lord, as our Saviour, as the one who rescues us, that hope can be ours. Really important question to ask in these times is how we can be different because we have Jesus, because we have the Holy Spirit in our lives. And one of the key ways is to be people of hope, people who have a different attitude, people who have a different approach, just because they have Jesus, who is the Lord of all, who loves us, who is the faithful God, and who pours his hope into our lives. And so we reflect together. You might like to take a moment just to quietly pray into your life some of the lessons from the psalm, the challenge to express exactly how we feel to God, the encouragement to be people of hope. And so we pray. Lord of all hopefulness, we come to you in troubled times. We pray that you would help us to be followers of Jesus and that you would help us to be faithful. We ask that you would help us in prayer to express how we feel to you and to know your grace in our lives. Comfort us and strengthen us. And pour your hope into our lives today. Thank you that for all Christian people, for all who trust in your Son, the Lord Jesus, the best is yet to be. We put our hope in you once again. And we pray that in appropriate ways you would help us to share that hope with others. Lord, we lift our prayer to you. We lift our cry to you. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. In the name of Jesus, amen.